K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast. Yeah, that other K-State podcast out there. Folks, covering all things K-State, coming at you just before more action at Flint Hills Christian School later on this evening. Recording this here on this Friday, December 2nd, 2022. Folks, we have entered into the final month of the calendar year. Eddie Greer, the Purple Project Podcast. This podcast, for those of you who have stumbled on this podcast for the first time or happily found it, however you found it, this place is for Kansas State Athletics right here in Manhattan, Kansas. And, of course, I'm recording this less than 24 hours away from the Big 12 championship game also tomorrow. And, of course, the Wichita State game about almost 24 hours away from right now. So this will be out either Sunday or Monday. Well, actually, no. This will probably be out on Monday. We got a lot. Again, this will carry over to next week as well. So I know this will be a couple of days old. But this is already sort of old news. But this kind of got overlooked, obviously, with all the attention on football, obviously, in their pursuit for a Big 12 championship. Mike DeBeanie and my co-host Alex Aiden. So, and we kind of were on a hinge of, you know, he's probably going to be on the hot seat coming into the year. But after making history this year on the soccer side, first ever Big 12 championship appearance in the 7-year history of K-State soccer, K-State director, of course, athletics director, Gene Taylor, handed Mike DeBeanie a 4-year extension all the way back on Wednesday through the 2026 season. So another coach getting extended. So that is what? 2 coaches or 3 K-State coaches now being extended by the athletic director here at K-State. And of course we know about Susie Fritz, was mentioned early this week that she will no longer be the volleyball coach of K-State. But this is the majority of the line here. Mike DeBeanie getting good graces here from Gene Taylor here and getting a 4-year contract extension through 2026 in a press release back on Wednesday from AD Taylor, athletic director. Quote, Coach DeBeanie and his staff continue to gain momentum following their first appearance at the Big 12 Championships this past fall. And Gene continues, quote, the trajectory of our program is continuing to climb in the right direction as evidenced by the type of student-athletes they are bringing in and the tremendous crowds we regularly have at Boosier Family Park. That's where, of course, K-State women's soccer team plays at. For those that don't know or just tuning in for the very first time on this pod, we are excited as we know the best days are ahead of us when it comes to K-State soccer. End quote. Again, just kind of here to wrap up 2022 in a bow from this women's soccer team. DeBeanie, he's still the only coach, obviously, in a 7-year history of women's soccer here at K-State. He has guided the program through a ground-up building process like me and my co-host Alex Aiden have talked about since the soccer team started in existence all the way back 7 years ago. Or really, this podcast is not that old, though, but still, both, you know, when you combine us and with the soccer team, still pretty young in that as well. In just 7 seasons at the helm of this K-State Wildcat program, DeBeanie has recorded a Mack Herman Trophy candidate, 1 Senior Class Award All-American, a College Sports Communicators Academic All-American, 7 College Sports Communicators Academic All-District recipients, which we talked about on this podcast. Go check that out. That's a pass daily on this podcast. So make sure if you're looking for more K-State content to pass the time while you're waiting on the Big 12 title game or wanting to know more about our podcast, you can go check that out. Let's see. A United Soccer Coach All-Region selection, 5 All Big 12 recipients, and 69. This is very important, K-State Nation. 69 academic All Big 12 honorees there as well. And a quote from Coach DeBeanie, he says, quote, I would like to thank Gene Taylor, President Linton, and Matt Thomason for their continued support and belief in me leading this program. And of course, it goes on to say, Quote, my family and I love everything about the university and the community of Manhattan. It is an absolute honor to have the opportunity to continue to lead as the head coach of K-State Soccer. I'm proud of what we have accomplished over the early years in building this program to where it is today. The future is very bright here, and I look forward to continued growth and future successes that lie ahead of this program, end quote there as well. And just kind of going down some notes here. I'm not going to go through all of these here. I don't have much time here to go through all of them. Here, the Beanie has guided the program to two best consecutive seasons in the program history with a combined record. I know it's, when you look at it, not a little stellar, but 12 wins, 20 losses, and 5 ties in the last 2 years of K-State women's soccer. The Wildcats have also tripled the amount of league victories over that 3-year span, 6, compared to the first 3 seasons in Big 12 action when he only had K-State Nation 2 wins. And remember, let's just wrap up the 2022 year in the bowl again. Let's have a reminder for K-State Nation. This team finished with a 2-5-2 Big 12 record this year, tying a school record for overall wins in a season, also with a final record of 6 wins, 10 losses, and 3 ties in that span as well. And, of course, they're going to have a couple young guns back as well, that including Jasmine Brown, who became the second Wildcat to claim Big 12 All-Freshman Team honors this past year as well. You got a good goalkeeper in Elena Wehrmeyer that's also coming back as well. In the past, you've had also one player that got drafted as well, Stephanie Enitz as well, who continues to do big things in the Pro Soccer League as well, I'm telling you. But, guys, it'll be very interesting to see. You know, this is very interesting for Coach Gene Tate. Oh, not Coach. Goodness gracious. Athletic Director Gene Taylor, right? Very interesting to see how that is. Look, if you've been the listener of this podcast for either this past semester or you've been following us since the existence of Triple P a couple years ago, you know, hey, Alex's stance, you know, hey, look, we got to win ball games here or you're going to be on a hot seat. But, hey, Gene Taylor felt like, hey, you know, making the Big 12 conference tournament for the first time, seeing positive ways, those building blocks that I continue to talk about on this podcast. So, interesting to see it, but hey, I'm not going to knock it at all. But I think from our podcast, in my opinion, I think Coach DeBeanie, like he said, a lot to prove still, but he's done a decent job so far, and we're going to see how that continues to build over these next 4 years here for Kansas State women's soccer here as he gets the extension back in the middle of the week from Athletic Director Gene Taylor. Of course, here, I might do a full summary on the Flint Hills Christian School basketball teams here at the end of the week, which will probably post it sometime next week as I continue to record y'all K-State content. Leave me. I'll be out of town next week, so I had already had a lot of people ask me already, why aren't you in Arlington already? Well, you know, I got this tournament I'm covering for Flint Hills Christian School basketball for the Angel 95 program, which I've been doing for good, Lord knows, 6-7 years now, so I got that underneath my belt, and I've been working towards a marathon here next weekend as well, which is also in the state of Texas, Dallas, which is 20 minutes away from Arlington, so that would be a lot, and I want to work as well, so, I mean, as much as I want to go down there, and there's already people that bought Sugar Bowl tickets already, hey, I gotta admit, I'm jealous of you guys. But I already have a lot of things in place already, so there's no need for me to stretch it too much where I don't want to get exhausted. Well, this is already a lot as it is with the podcast, and now with this week in particular with the podcast and then covering, calling these basketball games, which this morning was a thriller with the boys taking it. Warriors beat Heritage Christian earlier this morning, and then last night, the girls creamed Tyro 41-19. So, already got enough on my plate as it is. And we just got to see both teams if they can get to their respective championship games tomorrow. If not, then I got a feeling that I'm going to miss parts of the Big 12 championship game. So, but my crew emphasized they want to get these games here locally. So I want to do them. So it's fun for me to call these games. So, hey, it's more experience on a year for me. So, hey, I want to do it because it's fun. I love it. It's not work for me at all. It's fun to go out, cover these Warriors games every year, every winter. I've been here in Manhattan. So that is why I'm not there in Arlington. But, hey, we'll just see how these games flow tonight. And we'll see if I'm going to watch much of the game at all with a title game. This will be out next week, so it's going to be old news. Excuse me. Old news anyways as I continue to deal with the aftermath of this sickness, which is getting really annoying. But I feel good. Feel good about it. So that answers your question on that as well. But definitely, again, this will be speaking into existence, but hopefully this will be a good game tomorrow in Arlington, of course. We'll have postcast of both the Wichita game for the men and Houston for the ladies. Of course, the ladies were on last weekend when they lost to Arkansas, their first loss of the year as well. So I don't know the status. If you guys are asking me about status of Gabby Gregory, I don't know that at this time as I'm in this pod here at a quarter to six where I need to get in the stadium and get myself ready to rock and roll for a big night of high school, or I should say school basketball as well. A lot on the line tonight as well. But for G Squared, I don't know her stats right now. But they need her. They need her on the floor. As you guys already have seen already, she's an instant impact for K-State Women's Basketball. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it wherever you find your podcast. Of course, this I always say this podcast goes under radar a little bit. That's all right because you guys are responsible for continuing to spread the word, K-State Nation, about this podcast. We continue to be consistent with our numbers every day. That's because of you guys, and I thank you for that. My co-host, Alex Aiden, we thank you for that as well. And this is also past the sixes as well, but make sure, if you're not already, download, listen to episode 133 of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly Edition with our guest, former K-State running back, Keelan Valentine, who's been on the show now, leading the way, a special guest, anyways, for the third time since this podcast started as well. So, looking forward to another monster weekend here in Manhattan / Arlington. And then looking forward to next weekend as well. I'm really looking forward to next weekend as well, where I'm going to be going down to Texas as well at this time. Well, I should be wheels down at Texas at this very time next week. I cannot wait. Let's go! Let's go! K-State Nation, stand up, represent, if you're not already, represent us down in Arlington. Let's see what we can do in the Big 12 title game tomorrow and this weekend. Eddie Greer, we'll talk to you in the next edition of Triple P. Go Cats.